Hey everyone, welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. Today we're going to be talking about the conscious and the subconscious mind. Welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, author, coach, and podcaster. We cover deep insights into your psychology, helping you grow in psyche and spirit. Make sure to subscribe to Deep Psychology on Spotify or Apple to stay up to date. You can also visit the website deep-psychology.com, visited by tens of thousands of people every month, for lots of free resources. If you want to go deeper with this work, you might like to do coaching with me. Head to the website for more details. It's time for today's episode. So you've probably realised that my August Wisdom series is done now. It's no surprise because also August is also done now. So we're moving away from that format to a more sort of typical format. What I'm going to be doing from now on is having new episodes every Wednesday and Sunday for the rest of 2025. Those will be at 8 p.m. Central European Time, 7 p.m. UK Time and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And the Wednesday episodes will be a bit of an assortment, just any topic from psychology or spirituality in no particular order. So a bit of an assortment, a bit of a mixed bag. And the Sunday episodes will always form part of a series that will change every month. So they'll all revolve around a theme and they will develop one on top of the other. And you'll see a bit of a progression there. So please subscribe and stick around for Wednesday and Sunday. Also just want to say that my coaching structure has changed somewhat. From now on, I'm going to be charging for either an individual session, or you can book a block of four sessions and get a 10% discount if you do that. And the initial 30-minute consultation is still free, however. So head to the website to check out that and get more information on what my coaching is about. So let's talk now about the conscious and subconscious mind. And this is a very interesting topic, and it's often very confusing because we talk about different aspects of the conscious and subconscious mind without differentiating them very well. And that just leads to a lot of confusion because people wonder, well, is this really the conscious mind? Is this really the subconscious mind? So today I'm going to be really clear about what I'm talking about, and I'm going to sort of draw a boundary there. What I'm going to talk about today is the mental side of the conscious and subconscious mind. We can also talk more about what I call the body conscious, or the body unconscious mind, or the unconscious body and the conscious body. And the conscious mind and the conscious body and the unconscious mind and the unconscious body are related to one another. But I'm going to focus on the mental part of it today. And I just think in previous articles I've written, I've sort of smudged them together and I didn't have the same clarity as I do now. So let's talk about the conscious mind and the unconscious mind. Just basic definitions, first of all. So the conscious mind is all mental material, and you can think of mental material as being beliefs, opinions, values, desires, worldviews, your self-image, etc., that you are aware is part of you. You can think of it as being on the surface of your mind, right? Now the unconscious is all such material, so beliefs, opinions, values, etc., that you are not aware to be part of yourself. And this is often called the shadow. Some examples can be prejudice against others, concern for others that we didn't notice, so positive concern I mean, forbidden desires, beliefs about the world that we have that we don't recognize we have, and so on and so forth. So the unconscious, people often make the mistake of associating the unconscious with just negative stuff, you know, socially unacceptable stuff or dark stuff. And if you search on the internet, you're going to find a lot of this stuff. it's not really a big surprise because Sigmund Freud, who was like the father of the unconscious in psychology, focused on the negative side of the unconscious, you know, the dysfunction of having all this material in the subconscious. And in the time that he was alive, he was working with a lot of repressed people who'd been repressed by a lot of sort of rigid social norms and so on. And they had a lot of, you know, a lot of the lower human drives had been basically repressed and shoved down into their unconscious, and they had a lot of neurotic symptoms and unpleasant symptoms as a result. But basically, I speak about it in a broader way, that the unconscious, we can pretty much have anything can be in our unconscious. Our own greatness can be in the unconscious. We can be totally unaware of all of our positive mental aspects, right? And that includes things like positive self-image that we have. And even down to, it's not really the same thing, but down to the things we've achieved in our lives can be unconscious. We can be unaware of it, right? So I think it's dangerous to call it all negative. It's neither one or the other. It's just another layer of our mind. There are two layers to the unconscious, and this is where we get a bit semantical. I'm just going to call it conscious and unconscious. Sometimes I'll say conscious and subconscious, but I want you to know I'm not really differentiating between the two levels, but I want to mention this because you will also hear all three used. I'm just going to say one or the other. I'm not going to make the distinction, but people often make the distinction between what is the subconscious and what is the unconscious. Now, the subconscious is just below the surface and of your conscious mind and your everyday sense of self. So all the mental material is just below the surface. And the unconscious is like deeper. It's so beyond the conscious mind or under the conscious mind that you're totally unaware of it. And it's operates well far behind the scenes. Of course, it still influences the conscious, but it's like really, you're totally unaware that it's there. All right. The fascinating thing that I find is that pretty much everyone will agree that the unconscious or the subconscious or the non-conscious, you might say, is much vaster than the conscious mind, and it drives much of our behavior and thinking. For example, this is not quite exactly what we're talking about today, but there are estimates that say things like, I can't remember the exact numbers, but things like 80%, 90% of our behavior is basically subconscious. It's from habit, which is, I mean, habit is a subconscious thing because we're not aware of the behavior. We just act it out, 80 to 90%. So I don't know if there's investigations done on the sort of the mental side of it, but if we just assume that it's the same, it's quite a frightening, it's frightening in a way. And it's strange to think that 80 to 90% of our mind is subconscious. So, what are some of the differences between conscious and unconscious? I want to say the line is pretty blurry here, especially, you know, once you do work to identify your unconscious or subconscious mental side, you're going to realize that the line is pretty blurry. It's not so black and white. And actually that the unconscious isn't so distant from you after all. It just seems like that if you've never looked at it or learned about it. So let's look at a few characteristics of the conscious mind, and this will help us distinguish it from the unconscious. So basically, we can think of the conscious mind as being things that you can identify and describe, like aspects of yourself, beliefs that you hold, views you have about the world, and so on. You knowingly experience it in the first person. What I mean by this is when you experience your conscious mind, you usually know that that's what it is. You know, if you are aware of a certain preference you have, for example, or a certain belief you have that is in the conscious mind, you're aware that you have it. You knowingly experience it. You're more aware that the conscious mind is yours, and this contrasts to the subconscious in a way that we'll talk about in a minute. The conscious mind feels close to you. It feels like it is you. You act on it deliberately. You can see it rather than just be it. It's actually part of your conscious awareness. The conscious mind is often composed of material that is relatively new. It's sort of like our current personality, if you will. And you can also think of the conscious mind as being the surface of our mind. The unconscious, on the other hand, pretty much is the opposite of all of these. You cannot readily identify or describe aspects of your mind that belong to your unconscious simply because you aren't aware of them. You're not aware that these aspects belong to you. So often what happens with our unconscious is that we project it onto other people, and I've spoken about this before. So it seems like it belongs to someone else, not you. You cannot knowingly experience it in the first person. You do experience it in the first person, but what it is, it's sort of below the surface a little bit, and it goes under the radar. The conscious mind, you can access it knowingly. The subconscious mind, you cannot. The unconscious, you are it without knowing you are it. It's like unconscious identification with things, with your mind. The subconscious tends to include aspects of our mind that are relatively old or well-worn, as opposed to the conscious mind. The subconscious mind is the depths of our mind. The subconscious mind underlies the conscious mind. And in the subconscious, you will find desires from past selves that perhaps have been repressed or perhaps haven't been fully satisfied. So I hope that gets you a good idea of the differences, at least in a theoretical sense, between the two. Let's talk about a concrete example to really put this all into context. I want to say that there are hundreds of examples. I couldn't possibly give you them all. And I really want you to start to look for this in yourselves and others, and to really start to understand it from that point of view. And hopefully the information I give you here will help you do that. Let's take one example, right? Let's take the drive for success, the desire for success. So let's look at it, what it's like when it's in the conscious mind, and then what it's like from the subconscious mind. And you'll see that they're very different. So when a person has success in their conscious mind, the desire for success, it's a very obvious part of their personality. If you describe them, you would probably end up saying that they value success a lot. They tell you about it. They tell you, you know, they tell you about their goals. They tell you about what they want. They tell you about all the things they want to buy. They tell you exact details about it. You can see it in their dress sense, in the way they talk, in their energy, in their vibe. They are very aware. You know, if you ask them what are your values, they would probably tell you that success is up there, and so on and so forth, right? So it's like it's a very obvious part of them and their personality. And on the internal side of things, as a person, they would experience it. They would experience the desire for success quite easily, and they could identify it within themselves, and they would literally feel it and see it in their thoughts and so on, right? Now, if it's in the subconscious, it's pretty much the opposite. Obviously, there's many degrees of this, so I'm generalizing, but basically, when the desire for success is in your subconscious, it's there, and you're sort of, it's acting on you and it's influencing you, but you're just not really aware of it. And it's like it's not fully visible and it's not fully developed, and it's often actually repressed. I certainly know a lot of people that it seems that the desire for success is in their unconscious or subconscious, and they cannot fully see it and live it out consciously, right? So what's going to happen is that they will have behaviors or ideas and values associated with this, but it's just not really available to them. They cannot knowingly experience it. It's not like a conscious aspect of their personality. And it's you from the outside wouldn't really know. Like, it may not be very obvious that this is part of them. Now, you know, with the success example, obviously there are people who are very successful who don't show it. So that's, and that isn't necessarily meaning that it's in their subconscious. Because probably if you dug a little bit deeper into them, they would probably start saying, oh, well, this and that. And it would become quite obvious that it's a strong value of theirs or a strong desire. So that's a bit of a grey area. But overall, if success is in the conscious mind, it's going to be quite obvious to you and to everyone around you that it is, that success is something you desire. If it's not, it will drive you and it will sort of influence you, but it won't be very obvious to you and others. And what you'll often do is you'll have a bit of an allergy to it. You'll have this sort of conflict because it's not a conscious part of your personality. And what happens between the conscious and the unconscious is that there is conflict because the unconscious isn't fully integrated into who we are. I've talked about the shadow in other areas, so search around on podcasts and on the website for that. But that's what often happens with the unconscious, is that it's actually not, it's not just that we're unaware of it, it's that we actually, our conscious mind rejects our unconscious mind, right? So this is where this can get a little bit complicated. And when this happens, you'll notice a very strong conflict between the person's conscious mind, who doesn't like success or judges it for some reason, and there's a subconscious part of them that still desires it and still wants it and isn't allowed to fully express itself. So I hope that gives you a good idea, and you can pretty much apply this to any trait that you want. There's a complication here, and it's that the subconscious or the unconscious leaks itself. It leaks through our behavior. For example, when we are intoxicated, the subconscious mind comes out. In a Freudian slip, Freudian slips show the conscious and the subconscious mind, as Freud discovered. That's why it's called the Freudian slip. Self-correction, as I talked about in an episode last week, is basically when we correct ourselves as we are thinking. That is the conscious mind putting a sort of lid on the more unconscious desires within us. So these are broad generalizations I'm making. When I'm saying that the unconscious mind is invisible, that's by and large true, but it still leaks out, right? It leaks out, and even in things like our dreams, the unconscious is pretty much, our dreams are unconscious material. So let's just talk about a few of the finer points. One of them is pretty much what I was saying there, and it's that subconscious material is often available to awareness. It's more often available in terms of its symptoms. The effects of it being a subconscious desire, like in dreams or like in literally physical symptoms. This can come out. Freud worked with a lot of physical symptoms for this reason. But most of the time they're under our radar, our conscious radar, and this is why people use unconscious as a criticism, because when you see an unconscious person or when you realize an unconscious part of yourself, it's quite obvious that the person or yourself cannot see the behavior or the pattern from within, but you can. So even though they're acting it out fully, they're not doing it on a conscious level, therefore it's unconscious. And that's why unconscious is used as a bit of a criticism, because we all sort of understand that when there's things that we are not aware of within ourselves, they're often rather damaging. Not always, as I said, we don't want to tarnish it all with as a negative thing, but often it is pretty damaging, right? So this is why the word unconscious is a criticism. I'd also say that's why people confuse it for just being negative, but that's a different point. And the final point I want to make is that unconscious material or subconscious material is pretty much inevitable. For one thing, it forms through repetition, just brute repetition. And this is one of the things you'll hear about this kind of material a lot, is that it's formed through repetition. It forms as we develop, and it does so because to develop as people in any way, we have to sort of let go what came before. Often, though, what happens is it's a repression. It's not really a clean break with the past. It's more of a repression. Like, let's say we used to smoke, a very typical and like sort of simple example. If we smoked and we then stop smoking, what often happens is we sort of reject the part of ourselves that used to like smoking. We don't really, it's not a clean break with it. We repress it. It goes into the subconscious, and there's this sort of underlying conflict that remains in our psyche. So, in fact, a crucial part of development is repression. And so subconscious material, unconscious material is forming all of the time, and we all have it, and it's totally normal. The tricky part is when it starts to affect our lives and we aren't full people because we have all this unconscious material we aren't aware of that is driving us. And for good and for bad, good things that we're not aware of, and unpleasant characteristics we're not aware of. So I think that's all I want to say on the conscious and subconscious mind. It's a very fascinating topic, a very tricky topic, but I hope I've given a lot of clarity on it in this talk. You can find more perspectives on the conscious and subconscious mind in my article, which I've linked to in the description. So go and check that out if you're interested. And also look back at previous episodes, because I've spoken about the shadow before and I've spoken about other similar topics before, so you might be interested in that. Right, thanks a lot for joining me. I will be back on Sunday. In the meantime, check out the website for more resources, and if you're interested in one-to-one coaching, head to the website too and you'll find more information there. Thanks a lot. I'm Ross. Take care, and I'll see you soon. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you'd like to go deeper with this work, head to deep-psychology.com to do coaching with me. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you soon.